brand new week. Let's find out how the stock market performed for a Monday. Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and a good afternoon it is too. It's doing very well today, up 51 points, 5,824 points, so back above the 5,800 level again, and strength right across the boards, I might say, just finances, industrials, resources. They all had a go today, all shared it around, a lot of love going around the room.
How's the Commonwealth Bank performing?
Well, it rebounded a bit today. They had a very ugly Friday, of course, because you know everyone was doing the maths and saying, well, 53,000 infringements if Tabcorp had to pay 45 million for 142, then they're up for 180 billion. And they're not the Tanzanian government, though, was tracked, but there's a bit of, and you know, Commonwealth Bank, to their credit, came out and said, look, by the way, we did make a few mistakes there, and obviously that system wasn't all that strong. Ironically enough, I was reading in the back of the Fin Review this morning, a number of AUSTRAC people have left AUSTRAC over the years and gone to work at the Commonwealth Bank.
Right.
So that was quite bizarre.
So that they were at AUSTRAC and they went to the Combank, or they were at the Combank and went to AUSTRAC?
Well, I think they were at AUSTRAC, and then Commonwealth Bank
employed them.
Keen to make sure that they had the right sort of people and had the right systems in place,
right.
Employed AUSTRAC people. Obviously better as being AUSTRAC people than Commonwealth Bank people because it didn't quite work. But
Anyway,
they'll sort that out, I'm sure.
Well, the noises grow a little bit louder as well for the CEO's head or somebody's head on the chopping block. Do you think there might be management changes?
I don't think so, no. I think he's doing the best job that he can, I think, given it's such an enormous organisation, 45,000 employees, the largest bank and the most technologically advanced one. But obviously a few little chinks in the armour there, so they've got to become more aware of. But yes, I think hopefully it'll end up blowing over because, you know, the stability of our banking structure is very critical in this country.
Yes.
As it is in every country, but we've probably got one of the best ones in the world as it is. So, yeah, they rebounded up 80 cents to 81.50 today. The other three banks are up as well. ANZ up 31, NAB up 25, Westpac up 40. So that was good to see. BHP gained 44, Rio up $1.11, over $66 as people chase that dividend this week. What else was good to see? South 32 over $3, 301. BlueScope up 79, nearly 6%, probably the top percentage mover today. And even Woodside were up 38 to 29.42. So even oil stocks going up, and Wesfarmers was up 29 to $41. So that was interesting, as was in that regular phenomenon, which I've actually noticed over my years of experience in the broking industry, which I'm going to term the Kalgoorlie Comet.
It has something to do with diggers and dealers getting underway today.
Well, it seems to be, because almost like it's just like this centrifugal force that pulls out of all these companies that have had no news for weeks. Suddenly announcement after announcement, they didn't come out Thursday or Friday, they didn't come out Saturday, no, they just came out Sunday afternoon. And there was everything from little explorers in Queensland like Pacifico to Echo Resources suddenly had spectacular drill results. New Century suddenly had high-grade extension results from their project in Queensland as well. Gold Road had high-grade mineralisation. Doray had some big results. Dacian suddenly drew down had financial close on their debt. Everyone suddenly had something going on.
Good news Monday.
Had to tell everyone Monday, and they sort of, which was good that the market was up, so they got a bit of result as a result of that. But yes, it was just very funny how it suddenly came out. It'd be interesting to see what comes out tomorrow, that being the case. So if they can be bothered with their hangovers that they might well have after that. But I know we had a number of guys up at site visits. They came away very positive from that. I went and saw Northern Star, Dacian Gold, Gold Road, Sandfire, Independence Group and Galaxy, and all of them were quite positive on what they'd seen. So it's good to see the West Australian economy and the resources sector doing well. Only bogeyman, I suppose, in the whole thing is the Aussie dollar. It's still strong. It's 79.4 today. If you look at if you're buying euros, it's 148.5, sterling 164.5. The gold price itself is very steady today, finished at 1258 US, which if you convert it to Aussie dollars, comes in at 1585, which is still not bad. So we're not complaining about that. But all in all, a good start to the week. Lots of news to come in the next few days from up in Kalgoorlie.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much.
My pleasure.